Sinners gonna have to humble themselves and say that Jesus is Lord.
Well, all right. I am so excited that our guest, Dietrich Haddon, will be joining us today. I just had to play a piece of that song because it is just amazing. It is such an amazing song. It's a great worship song. I enjoy it. I listen to it every day, and it is amazing from beginning to the end. And I'm just so glad that he'll be here. He is a songwriter, producer, gospel singer, artist. He is one of the cast members of Preachers of L.A. He is joining us, a friend of the family. He actually prayed over Emmanuel when he was first born, and I just love his work. I love his artistry. I love the gift that God has given him, and I also especially appreciate his transparency. And he is in D.C. today actually doing something with Praise 104.1, and they are doing a listening party at the bowling alley in Wardoff, Maryland today. So him and Canton Jones and so many others will be there. If you are listening from D.C. to DMV area, you should go out and support his new project, and A Billion People. And I'm just really, really so glad to just continue. He's a pastor as well. So many, a father, a husband, and so much more. Dietrich Haddon will be joining us. Also, Dewan, she'll be joining us with her. I don't want to tell her because I want you to hear it firsthand from her. But she has a salon that can come right to your front door or to your business office or wherever you are, a hotel suite or whatever. She's able to do that. And I want her to tell you exactly the story behind that and how she came up with the concept and how many people it is truly blessing. And also joining us, Elizabeth Brooks with 5 Minutes of Fitness. I'm excited to have her in. She said today that she got something real important to share with us. So I suggest you get your notepad out, and if you want to get a healthier you, you got to tune in to Elizabeth Brooks today for 5 Minutes of Fitness. And also, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, is going to be joining us. And this week is his birthday week. He has a birthday coming up, but he also has an awesome, amazing show coming up on the same day as his D-Day. Look at how God does it. Jacksonville, Florida, and all surrounding areas, you definitely want to go ahead and listen to the show so he can update you on the show that is coming up. The A-Train Experience is coming up on August the 5th, and it is going to be amazing because it is his birthday, and you're going to be celebrating his birthday along with enjoying a nice, clean show. So I don't want to say all of it. I want him to come on and tell you all about it because he's definitely very, very excited. He's been doing all kind of press for it and everything at the Historical Rich in Jacksonville, Florida. So you definitely want to tune in to listen to that. So I'm excited. Today it's 85 degrees and mostly sunny. Today I think it's going to be, it says a high 88, partly sunny today, but the high is going to be 88. That's pretty warm. Detroit, Michigan, sunny, 81 degrees. You're going to be high 84. Richmond, Virginia, you're 83, but you're going all the way up to 90 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida, it shouldn't be a surprise to you. You guys are in Florida, so you know you get rain, but it's cloudy right now, 85 degrees right now, and it's going to be thunderstorms. You're going down this afternoon to 80 degrees, actually. Dallas, you are 75. It is raining right now. You guys must be getting the rain that we got yesterday. It really poured. It was like flooding weather. But anyway, I don't know if you guys heard, before our first guest come on, I don't know if you heard, but the keys against the enemy have been released. The 90-day spiritual boot camp has been released. I have copies. And it's also at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. I need you to get your book now because it's going to be something connected to that I want you all to participate with. I want you to check on Dr. Gina's radio chat tomorrow because the announcement will be made on Thursday, August the 3rd, and then I'll continuously be reminding everybody about it. But get your copy. It's a daily devotional that is sure to increase your prayer life and empower you and to increase you and your faith, your confidence of who you are, but most important, who God is. I am sure that after you read this 90-day boot camp devotional that you will increase in your peace and your joy because you know exactly who you are. You know I believe in mind, body, and soul, and we got to feed our soul. Just like we take care of our bodies, we got to take care of our soul, right, and our mind. Oh, God, transformation of the mind is so important. All right, well, listen, I think that we are ready to get started with the show. Hello, my first guest. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
All right, well, listen, introduce yourself to everybody so they can know exactly who you are around, worldwide. 500,000 listeners and plus. I'm so glad to have you all.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Gina, for having me on. My name is Dewan, and I am a hairstylist in the Washington metropolitan area. My business is called Salon Dewan and also has an RV, which is I turned it into a mobile salon that's called, I call it the Glam Shop.
So tell us about how this whole concept came about, you having a traveling glam shop.
Actually, I went to my clients in my car, and I just thought that that wasn't enough. I kind of thought it wasn't professional. I don't know. Some people like to do that, but I just thought that I would just take it up a notch and bring the salon to them. Some people didn't couldn't make it to the salon. So I said, well, if they can't get to the salon, how can I bring the salon to them? I need water. I need electricity. I want them to feel at home when they're here in that space as if it was a salon. So I thought of an RV. RV has water already on it. It has electricity. And I just had someone to re-transform it for me and make it feel like they're inside of a salon when they walk in.
Wow. So the actual RV is set up like a salon inside of the RV. So it's not so much that you're taking your equipment and going to their houses and doing their hair in their kitchen or anything like that. You are literally allowing them to come on the RV and it's a salon setup. That's pretty interesting. And so when you started it, what type of client is it that's taking advantage of this type of service?
I go out to, well, individually you can. So I have clients who work from home or who don't want to come to the salon and they just want to have that space where it's private. I can bring the salon to them. They can come inside. It has a shampoo bowl, everything needed to do the services. I also go out to assisted living facilities. I go out to nursing homes. I do community-based events, and I set up and park, and they can come on and get their services done during those events. I do parties, everything. So that's everyone.
Well, that is interesting. I know a lot of people are now catering to a lot of cancer survivors and those that are going through the transition of once they find out that they've been diagnosed and then, you know, going through that whole transformation of healing is what I'm going to say. A lot of people are now getting into doing, you know, healthy products and also wigs and things like that. I know that you have a whole line of wigs, and I know that you also have products as well. Can you tell the listeners about what was your vision behind, you know, doing wigs, and they're actually very beautiful, and what is your clientele like with that?
Well, as far as the cancer patient, I am affiliated with the program with the Department of Health and Hygiene. If you have or know someone who has breast cancer and they have hair loss, then I can help them. I make wigs for everyone, but I also make wigs for the cancer patient as well as those who have hair loss. My hair products are all natural, so that's for everyone. I got into the hair products because I was telling my clients where to go. You know, they would ask me, well, what can I use to make my hair grow back, or what can I use for dandruff and different things. So I got into the natural products because I'm a healthy hairstylist. And instead of telling them where to go to get these things, I started doing research on how I can make my own hair care products and make sure that they're natural for everyone to be able to use. that's how I got into that. I want to be a one, well, I am a one-stop shop. So in order to do that, I wanted to have the hair products. I sell hair. And then I was also able to take that hair and then make the wigs for the customers instead of sending them somewhere else.
Well, I think that's amazing because, like I said, I don't know. I didn't say this, but I've gone to visit Dewan and her shop a few times, and I've always had a wonderful experience. I know that you have relocated since then, and we're going to get back into that shortly so you can tell everybody exactly where you can be reached, your social media, but also where they can actually come and get services done. I do know that you do really, really are very cautious about hair loss, even just from the neglect of how people just want a quick fix, and how you are very cautious about just using quick fixes, but also considering their hair texture and their hair growth long term. And I know we've talked about, you know, wigs with glue and, you know, weaves with glue and how you're against that. You have other solutions that will help, or just naturally just doing a great job sewing them in. I know that I've had my hair done by you, and I've never had glue in my hair, and it always looked natural or, you know, looked like a professional job. So, and I'm very funny about that. So, I mean, if you want your look and you want your hairline to be healthy, I suggest that you look Dewan up because she will not. She don't care if you're begging her. She's going to do everything she can to convince you otherwise. She does match, though, her concern. So, you know, she understands that when you walk out the door, you've got to look like you got your hair done professionally, and she's all about that as well. Tell people a little bit more about your natural hair care. I know that you have, I bought the shampoo. I bought the, it's the Sheen, the Shine. I don't forgot what it's called, but it's actually you put it a little bit in your hand and a little bit goes a long way, and it gives you a nice, vibrant shine in your hair without weighing your
about
hair
the
down.
Argan oil.
Yeah. Can you tell the listeners about some of your most popular products?
My most popular products would be the argan oil. Argan oil is good for moisture and shine. It's good for natural hair, any type of hair. You can use it for the wigs as well. I also have a product called the Glam Glaze, which is an edge control, and I have it in clear, and then I have it in black color for people who have gray hair. So that's a great product. That one's moving really fast. I have three different types of shampoos. I have a hydrating shampoo, a clarifying shampoo, and a moisturizing shampoo. I'm coming out with a color shampoo for colored hair also. If you bleach your hair, then it'll keep that color and that shine in the hair. I also have conditioners. I have shea butters, argan. I have the argan oil, shea butters, mango butter, and then I have some body care products also. So I have a full line of hair care and body care products available. And they're right there online, or you can come to the store and pick it up.
Well, that is fabulous, Dewan.
The line of products I have are all natural. I have the moisturizing shampoo, I have conditioners, I have argan oil, I have shea butter, mango butter. I have a whole line of hair care products that you can purchase right here in the salon and store or online.
Well, that is amazing. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
They can call me 202-802-3098. You can also go online to www.salondewan, that's spelled D-E-J-U-A-N, .info. You can find me on Facebook under Dewan Andrea. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter under Salon Dewan.
Fantastic. Well, you know I enjoy having you, and we got to have you back on as soon as you can, girl. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And again, if you want to get your hair done anywhere in the DMV area, she can come to you. Pennsylvania, Newark, she's a traveling salon. She will come right to you. Right, Dewan?
Yes, I will.
All right, and Cecil, that's great work. Again, if you want healthy hair, even if you're wearing a wig, a weave, your natural hair, braids, they do it all. Twists, they do locks, they do all of that. They do all of that. Go ahead and contact her as soon as you can. All right, thank you, Dewan. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for being a guest on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, now we're going to take our commercial break right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony Grant from Tyler Perry's hit sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor, a.k.a. Philip, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Well, listen, I'm so glad to be back. We're trying to get everything going on and keeping it moving on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Like I said, you never know what's going to be going on, and you don't never know who's going to be joining me live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But listen, we're going to keep it moving, and I'm just so super glad that we were able to have our guest, Dewan, come on and join with us and tell us all about hair care and et cetera. I'm telling you, it is amazing what you can do with hair. And all you got to do is get with the right people that's teaching and that's learning, rather, and learning all the new techniques and things like that. And I'm telling you, healthy hair is the way to go. I know people, you know, have their different interpretations of healthy hair, but I do know that you can have healthy hair. Any of your healthy edges and all of that, and just get with the right the stylist that can actually teach you and educate you on that matter. And again, some people have hair loss that's hereditary, or it could be because of damage of chemo or whatever. It could be from medication and things like that. So that's why I just always believe in just trying to eat healthy, work out, just believe by God that you are healed and made whole, and keep on doing what you need to do. But also don't let anything. Okay, great. All right, well, now we're ready for Dietrich Haddon. Hey, Dietrich.
What's up? How you doing?
Dietrich, you are so busy, man. I'm so glad that you was able to take the time out to come on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, man. How are you?
It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. I'm riding through the streets out here on the road, so if the phone goes out, please forgive me. I'll call you right back, and we'll keep talking.
Okay, well, listen, I want to talk about the hype behind this project, A Billion People, everybody. I mean, let me tell you, I listen to the whole album every single day. I mean, album, I sound so dated. I listen to the whole thing every single day. I listen to the fireworks. I listen to I love it, Dietrich. I love
wow.
it.
Thank you so much. That's big coming from you. You know, I just feel like this is my best work. I know I say that every time I put out a record, but I really feel like this is my best work now. And I'm glad you feel the way you do. And I hope your listeners will pay attention to you and go out and support.
Worldwide, you need to go on and get it. I'm telling you, A Billion People is like hitting the charts high. And it's such a powerful meaning, and it's so passionate, and just straight to the doggone point of what we're supposed to be doing in the body of Christ, period, point blank. But I love it because you can actually feel the anointing there on the project, and you can also get right into the worship. I love how you extended it. You just extended it. I was like, this is
you see
amazing.
That we extended it for on. You got to have the project to get the extended version. You got the project, but those that's been listening on the radio, there's a radio edit, but you have the extended version where you can just really focus in and worship God, and it keeps going until that thing breaks in your life. Something breaks, you know, and I was excited to keep that on there like that.
I'm noticing that a lot of artists are really getting into just doing that, extending the sound, even if it's just the music. It's just something about it helps us get into and connect with the artist, but also the message. And I just think, what a powerful message that you want. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, point blank, period. And that's the end of the story. That's the beginning of the story and the end of the story. But you are actually in town in D.C., right? You're doing something with Praise 104.1. You're actually going to be in Wardoff with a listening party. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Yes, I'm headed to D.C. now. I'm driving now from Baltimore to D.C., and I'm going to be doing something at a bowling alley, a bowling listening party tonight. I need to get that address. Do we have that address, Nakaya? I'm getting the address for you now, because if you guys want to show up and shake hands and show love, come on out. You're free to come on out and fellowship with me. The address is 11920. Acton Lane, that's Acton Lane, Waldorf, Maryland. Waldorf, Maryland. Okay.
Yep, you've been announcing it right. Yep.
All right.
And it's not that far at all from D.C., Virginia. It's not that far at all, and most people already know exactly where Waldorf is. You need to go out there and check him out. He is so sweet. I don't know if your wife is traveling with you, but he's just got such a cute family. Y'all are so adorable, and I just love what you do. I love what you have contributed to the gospel industry straight from Detroit. You know where I'm from. And so,
Detroit.
You know, we just had Jay Moss on here, and Fred Hammond was on here, and, you know, representing
amazing.
The D. So we had to get on. It wouldn't have been right without Dietrich Haddon. We had to get Haddon on here. So listen, what else is coming up? I know. You're welcome, Dietrich. What else is coming up with you as far as once you leave here? Are you planning on touring this project? Are you doing any of that this year?
Listen, that's the goal, is to take this show on the road and to do a tour. But we need, first things first, we need everybody to go out and support. We need this to show up on the charts. I'm trying to go platinum in the next couple of weeks. So I need all the saints that, if I've been a blessing to your ministry down through the years, if any of my songs touched your life or been a part of your life, now is the time for you to sow a seed back into me and support this record. It's going to be a blessing to you, and it's going to allow me to take this this concert on tour. You know, if you go to my Instagram page, my Facebook page, you'll see clips of what we did that night. It's amazing. But my vision is to really bring this music to life on stage where your entire family could come out and enjoy. But first things first, we got to get the people to go out and support. People are not buying records like they used to, but I say differently. I say the kingdom is standing strong if we really understand what the mission is and we know what the focus is. And the focus for me is winning souls and ushering you into another dimension of worship through music. And just bringing you good music, as I always have done down through the years. But this time, I think I've been in the business long enough to request a small thing, and that's a platinum record from the Saints of God.
No, that's right.
It's a small thing.
I'm telling you. That's right. And you know what? That's the thing that people love about you so much, is that you just keep it so transparent and just expressing how you truly feel and your thoughts about anything, everything. But you have been in the industry for a long time. You have poured into a lot of people, ministered to a lot of souls, and you have changed a lot of people's lives. God has really used you as a vessel, even going through some of your trials and your mishaps and things like that. And that's why people connect with you so much, because it's also just about your life. You are just showing people on a platter, this is what God has been doing in my life, and if he still shows me love, grace, and mercy, and still dealing with me, and I can still touch your heart and your life through his anointing, then he can do the same thing for you. And that's, I think that's what everyone gets from you, so I don't think it's a big thing to ask
for
people to go out and
purchase
music.
it's not a big thing to ask, and I believe that we can do it together, you know, and I'm excited to be able to continue bringing you the best that I could bring you every year, as long as the Lord give me breath in my body to make gospel music to inspire and encourage the family. I'll run into a lot of people these days who say, Dietrich, I grew up listening to your music, and or I remember this song really brought me out of a situation or carried me through a rough season of my life. So I'm hearing all the testimonies as I travel. I've been on the road this week, and I'll be on the road for the next 2 or 3 weeks, going all over from coast to coast, city to city, state to state, talking about the release of this new album with the purpose of believing God that this record can do sell units, and that people will actually go out to the Walmart, go out to the Best Buy, and support a brother, support a kingdom brother. You know, you know me, people, y'all know me. I gave you a glimpse of my life on TV. You know, I was bold enough to do that. So you know me, support your brother, you know?
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And I have your back 100%. Like I said, you've been a part of the family forever. Don't meet them. I mean, it's just like, you know, I was telling them that you actually prayed over my son when he was first born. And I mean, just you've always just been such a giving person. And so just a lovely spirit, period, point blank. And so I just believe you guys need to go out and support, and let's just do the numbers. Let's see what we can do as the body of Christ. We're unified, one Lord.
Yeah.
Why don't we send a wave to catapult this whole project and show that the numbers can be done, and it's not just for one industry, but it could be for us as well. And I also love that you're going around showing everybody and communicating with people and shaking hands. So if he's in a place near you, you guys, you definitely need to go, because he will take pictures with you. He'll talk to you. He's funny as heck. He'll make you laugh. And you don't never know what he's going to wear. He should be a model somewhere. Taking photos of some clothing line or get his own or something, because
come on,
he's so impressed.
Come on, speak that into my life. You better life. You better prophesy.
I'm telling you, Dietrich. Listen, go ahead and do. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That's what I'm saying. So,
amen. And I will take pictures with you. I was at the Soul Food restaurant last night. And the folk came up to me while I was in the middle eating my catfish. And you don't mess with a black man when he's eating the food. Okay? You don't do it. But it's me. You know, I'll stop and take the pictures out. And when I looked up, I was taking pictures with half the whole restaurant. I said, wait a minute, y'all can't eat my food.
But I
appreciate the people that's been holding me down, you know, down through the years and really been supporting me. So it's my reasonable service.
Yeah. I mean, he's good like that, y'all. He's definitely good like that. And I just want to say that I know that once we get these numbers up, we're buying this project, go out to the Walmart, everywhere that records and CDs and all of that, so go wherever you can buy it at. And listen, you got to go ahead and do that, because what I'm looking and thinking that if he does this tour coming up in 2018, I'm just going to visualize it real quick, Dietrich, that you're going to bring some artists with you that's going to set the roof off. Because I can just with the sound of this project right here, it's got some rock and roll to it. It's just so unique, and it's got a lot of hype in it. It just makes you want to rock out for Jesus on this project.
Thank you.
You definitely want to check that out and support, because we want to see what other artists that he would tour with, and we want to support that and get high numbers even with the tour dates that's coming. I'm just confessing. I'm just prophesying, and it's in existence. I'm just believing it to be true, Dietrich. It's going to happen.
Come on now. I'll receive that word.
And I'm believing
pass,
that.
I'm going to call you and say you a true prophet. I'm going to say, you know, you spoke.
Well, y'all better hurry up and make it happen now. Y'all got to make this happen, because, you know, the word got to manifest now. So we're going to come in agreement. I come in agreement, though, with the desire to reach 1 billion people and to go platinum and to go on tour. I definitely do come in agreement with that. The song speaks for itself. And I just so love you, and we all love you. And so tell everybody how they can reach you and follow where you're going and coming.
You can reach me on Instagram at dhattie. I have the blue check there, and then you can reach me on Facebook, Dietrich Haddon. There's a blue check there, so you know it's me. If you want to know more about the church, look up hillcitylife.com. to know more about the church that I'm pastoring in Los Angeles. And if you're ever in the city, I want you to come on out and enjoy the worship experience at Hill City Church.
I definitely am going to come. I was there last summer, and I was there during the weekday, but I definitely want to make sure the next time I go to California that I go and worship with you guys and listen to the word with you and fellowship with your members and your guests. I just love you, Dietrich. You know you are a friend to Dr. Gina's radio set, and you are more than welcome to join us any and every time. You got an announcement, you want something, you know, heard, just call me up. The airways is open for you here, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you, too.
All right, and I'm going to try to make it out there tonight, too, but if you are in the air, because my son has football practice on the other side of town, but listen, if you are able to make it today, please go out there to Wardoff at the AMF Bowling Alley to go to the listening party shake hands and listen to the new project and get to know Dietrich Haddon. He is such a breath of fresh air and such a legend in the gospel industry. All right, well, thank you, Dietrich.
Okay, now love you. Be blessed. I'll talk to you.
All right,
I'll see
love
you tonight.
You
better show up. You better show up.
All right. Yes, you better show up. I'm going to come. All right, see you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dietrich Haddon. Again, go and get his project. You know how to reach him. You know, it is amazing what God can do. I mean, he's been in the industry for so long, a minister of the gospel, and just changing lives. So, listen, we're about to transition right now, and we got Elizabeth Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Gina. How's it going?
Hi, hon. How are you?
I am doing great. It is so good to talk to you. Good working class today.
It was so good. Tell us what I told everybody what you said. You said that you had something powerful and important to tell us. So go ahead and let us know what
it is. All right. Listen, I'm always talking about the importance of exercise, physical activity. You know, it's just so important that we exercise daily. And, you know, I spend a lot of time talking about, you know, that exercise, you know, help prevent bone loss. You know, of course, you get increased strength, you know, all that. But today I have had a couple of clients in the last couple of weeks who have challenges with cancer. And I don't think, even though people generally think of exercise being good for their overall health, in particular, we tend to think of exercise as being great for our heart and lungs, and we know the stuff about, you know, putting on muscle and taking off fat. But I don't think people talk enough about the benefits of exercise if you get a diagnosis of cancer. And it's something that we're really suffering with these days because people are more and more inactive. And I just wanted to say that, you know, first of all, exercise lowers blood estrogen. And, you know, that's estrogen, that hormone in the actual blood. So it helps lower a woman's risk of breast cancer. And I don't think we really connect the amount that fat is giving off hormones, and those hormones can adversely affect our, you know, our certain cells in our bodies, and especially cells that are already prone toward cancer. And so when you're exercising, that literally decreases the level of blood estrogen estrogen in your blood. Also, exercise also reduces, you know, cancer because it reduces growth factors such as insulin in the blood. So we, you know, we really, really want to start becoming, you know, not thinking about exercise so much about losing weight all the time, but how important it is for our overall health and particularly for prevention of basic diseases and prevention of cancer. You know, women who increase their physical activity after menopause may also have a lower risk for breast cancer, you know, especially if they're physically active. So, you know, in that age, as we hit, you know, 40, 50, in those 60s, we want to be moving more. We want to be exercising every single day. And, you know, it's not just breast cancer, but cancers like colorectal cancer, endometrial cancer. These are cancers of the pelvis, things that women really, you know, struggle with. And as well as for men, prostate cancer and lung cancer. Regular daily exercise really does help reduce those risks. And I just wanted to let people know that I'm talking about something like 30 minutes a day. Okay, 30 minutes a day of exercise can really make a dramatic effect on, you know, your disease risk as well as your risk for cancer. And so when you're talking about 30 minutes a day, Gina, we're talking about, you know, basically 3.5 hours or so a week. 3.5 hours a week. So I think, you know, we can find 3 hours a week to take care of our bodies. And like when I'm, you know, as a personal trainer, I often recommend to people that the minimum number of times they exercise is 3 times a week. And if you get that into that, you know, 3 to 5 times a week, you're going to get the benefits, those cancer fighting benefits. And, you know, for people who might be struggling with a cancer diagnosis at right now, cancer, regular physical activity, daily exercise is actually recommended for people who are struggling with cancer diagnosis. You want to take it easy. You want to make sure you get your clearance from your doctor always. But exercise helps. It really helps enhance your strength and your well-being and your ability to go through the treatments of cancer that they have for cancer victims, as well as it for your conditioning. And it really, really does help fatigue. A lot of people do, talk about the fatigue that they go through when they're going through the treatments for cancer. So I wanted to bring home the importance of physical activity and really connect it to disease risk, the fact and cancer today, you know, and really have that conversation with you and your listeners and encourage people to think of exercise as really, you know, that self-medicine that we do every single day that helps lower our risk for basic diseases as well as for cancers.
Wow, and we can go on about the effects of just working out and exercising and how it benefits you when you're not diagnosed with anything, but especially when you have been diagnosed with something. The one thing that comes to my mind is that, you know, if you have been diagnosed with something and you started some kind of treatment, you know, I know that your body is going through a transition, but I just feel like to have the fighter's mentality that if you're already going through the treatment determined to win this battle, then you should just take it a step further and just try to do 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and build up each and every day until you can accomplish the 30 minutes, and then try to build yourself up even more. And I just believe that whatever the workout might be just something that will override the actual treatment. So you never,
That's
you know,
right.
We're so quick to give into the medications of everything, but if we utilize both of them, we could rely definitely on the fact that by faith you're moving your body, by faith I'm going to work out, by faith I'm going to stay in shape or get in shape, by faith I'm going to change my diet, because I know that whatever I neglected before, if I know that I'm going to have another chance at life, I'm going to do better by starting right now. You know, it's
That's
never
right.
too late.
That's
so
right.
I just want to encourage you guys. I know that it's a blow. I've never heard it, you know, from a doctor, but it has gone in my family, and I do understand what their emotions were like. And I can say that, you know, working out is preventative, but it's also something that you can fight with. So just keep that
That's
in
right.
mind.
That's right.
And,
I love
and
that.
And live your life. Live your life each and every day as much as possible, trying to reach a goal. Just don't throw in the towel and give up on life. I mean, even if it's, you know, getting a hobby, walking, exploring, walking mountains. I mean, just something that you have never done before that will exude your fitness some more than you have before is a great beginning. And I guarantee you that you will feel so accomplished each and every day despite the battle that you're in. You want to feel and know those victories every day while you're fighting. And anything
that's
you can
right.
get, that's what you should take, because it'll inspire you to win the whole race at the end. All right? Well, thank
That's
you,
right.
Elizabeth.
That's right. All right. That was awesome.
Well, praise God. Listen, Elizabeth, I want you to tell everybody where they can reach you.
Okay. It's Elizabeth Brooks, and remember, you can always reach me through my email, which is ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can go to my website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Thank you so much, Gina. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk about something that's really, really serious.
Yes, and we need that. That's what it's all about. And I want you to, you know, talk about nutrition, whatever it is. I mean, there's so much we could talk about. Fat absorbing and, absorption and intake and what the fat does, you know, to cause
right.
certain diseases and stuff. We can get into
That's
all of
right.
that, Elizabeth. So I look forward to having you back on. I love when you're on here. I know the listeners are enjoying you. And it's just such a blessing. So enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much.
You do. You too. God is good. You all have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, my main man, comedian, celebrity comedian, A-Train. What's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm good, Dr. Gina. What's going on?
What's going on, A-Train? It's the A-Train Experience.
Right, listen, I'm so hyped. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped up about this show this weekend. Man, you have no idea. My birthday celebration comedy show is coming up on us this Saturday at the Ritz Theater. I got Kev on stage coming in, and my birthday party kicks off at 7 at the Ritz, so I need people to be on time because we're going to celebrate from 7 to 8 because the show kicks off at 8, but you got to be there at 7 so that you can partake of the festivities at the birthday celebration. So I'm excited, Dr. Gina. This is the week right here. I've been in my zone, man, all week long. Yeah.
I know you've been conducting that train, baby. You've been,
hey,
you've been rolling, and pressed.
If you don't toot your own horn, who gonna toot it for you? You know what I'm saying? If
you know what? You gotta say that thing.
Dude, I mean, I'm enjoying my journey. I was telling people that yesterday on one of my Facebook Lives. I'm enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my process. Every mile marker. I'm embracing it, man, because, I mean, keep in mind, people, you know, at one point in time, you know, this was just pillow talk. And if truth be told, some of the things that have popped off, you know, on my journey, I didn't even dream or even envision it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about it. And life is good. You know, you got people supporting you here in the city. You got the city behind you, like literally the office of City of Jacksonville supporting me and my brand. Supporting this comedy that we're putting forth, I don't have nothing to be upset about. I'm loving and enjoying life, and my birthday coming up, people. Birthday coming up this Saturday, so I'm good.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I've been. If you haven't been following A-Train, you need to go ahead and start following him so you can keep up with what's been going on. I mean, the city is definitely pushing this experience. And it's amazing, and what I love about it, A-Train, it's like they're not even really wanting nothing out of it. They just believe in what you're doing, and they're standing in support of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand? It is super, super amazing. I'm so, so thankful what is happening. I mean, they know that you're representing the city well, but they're so behind just the vision of what the possibilities are with just them pushing you. And isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to have something in you and on you that people of such magnitude can actually see something in you enough to push you like that? You know what I mean? Without trying to get it right now, but they know that, you know what, let me open this door because I know that this is going to blow up to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the bomb. And that's what I really appreciate with God. I truly believe that that's what God is doing right now. And people, I want to encourage you, you got to be focused and be consistent because you never know who's watching you. We say that all the time on here, don't we?
You never know who's watching you.
And what they see when they're watching you is so important because they'll see more in you than you even know was possible for yourself. And then they'll come up with something and say, you know what, I can do this for you. What do you think about that? And then the next thing, you'd have been catapulted to something else that you didn't even, like you said, didn't even dream or think of. So I think it's amazing. It is amazing.
And you know, and it's all God, man. You know what I'm saying? you know, God and hard work, you know what I mean? We can't just jump super spiritual, you know what I mean? Ignore the tangible thing. So, but I definitely give credit, you know, to God. And I'm just walking this thing out. He's opening doors and I'm walking them out. And I'm telling you, man, something happened to me yesterday that kind of like it really made me stop and recognize what I'm really in the midst of. Because, you know, I just go and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I look at it as work. You know what I mean? I go from one event to the next. You know, we do one book in the, you know, from the next, you know. And like I tell people, I'm fulfilling my dreams one stage at a time. So I literally keep my head down and I just stay committed to the grind because, you know, I am trying to get to a certain place. But, you know, every now and again, things have happened where, you know, it just kind of remind you of, you know, the fruit, you know, that has like shown up from the labor. I was out at a restaurant. I was in BurgerFi out in Riverside here in Jacksonville, Florida. And the young lady that took my order, you know, I went back to her once my order was up. You know, they give you the little buzzer, you know, and when your order is ready, you go back to the countertop to pick your order up. So I go back to the countertop to pick my order up, and she was like, excuse me. She's like, have you been on TV? I was like, yeah. She's like, what is your name? I was like, Comedian A-Train. She turns around and tells the kitchen crew, she yells through the window, yep, that's him, you know. So all of the workers in the kitchen, the manager and some other people, they come out of the door at BurgerFi. And they're all up front at the front counter, and they was like, man, I told him that was him. I told him that was you. They was like, man, we saw you up here on the monitor. I was in my office and I was looking at the camera, and I was like, oh my God, that's that comedian, you know. And I was like, wow, you know what I mean? I appreciate it, you know. Thanks for the love. And Dr. Dennis, the whole kitchen at BurgerFi was out front, and they were just like showing me love. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? It just marked me and made me, you know, even that more focused and committed to represent my city, you know, as best as I can, and represent the people who support you and they're rooting for you from a distance. You know what I mean? So I'm really,
wow.
That's the first time it kind of hit me. You know how it is in your city. You go places, people know you, whatever, whatever. And you're not speaking about it like, you know, like you're all of that. I'm just simply saying, I realize how much I am supported here in Jacksonville and in my city, man. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate it. And it has caused me to just embrace.
Be accountable.
Yeah.
It's accountability, too. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It is something else. I realize, listen, A-Train, I know exactly what you're saying, and that is so powerful to the magnitude of you representing a city that you was born and raised, and all your family, all of that. That is so powerful. And to the listeners, I hope that you're getting this, because it means everything to keep your character in order and to be accountable. You know, I'm telling you, when somebody told me that they, are you Dr. Gina Prince? Are you Dr. Gina? Because I recognize your voice. I said, oh,
right.
God. I ain't going to say it. I don't know if I'm going to talk no more in public, because I got to make sure my attitude is right at all times.
Right.
I don't want to, because it just blew me twice that happened to me in D.C. And I'm telling you, it is really, really funny when that happens. It just comes out of nowhere. But I just believe that God just does that just to let you know, listen, you're out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You are a representation of not only me, but also, again, like you said, the people that, you know, back you up from a distance, back you up in the city that you're in, and overall, you know. So I just love your journey. Again, let everybody know where they can reach you and follow you, because not only are you going to get funny from him, and you're going to get trending topics, and you're going to get political opinions, and he still even got a twist with that, with being funny. Somehow he managed to do it. It's a gift. Everybody can't do that. He can be funny and be serious at the same time. So you can get all of that and catch up with what's going on with him and his wife And you're going to be able to follow his journey, and you'll be a rooter for him as well. You'll be a prayer warrior for him, and you will root him along, because it is definitely genuine, and it's definitely the hand of God that's on his life. So I want you to go ahead and, hey, Train, give them the information where they can follow you and connect.
Absolutely. They can reach me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. And also on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. And Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. So get at me, people. We out here.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I think you said that you had a ticket that you wanted to give away, right?
Right, right. So we got, you know, we definitely always showing love to our listeners and everything. So we do have a ticket available for somebody, you know, in our listening audience. And, of course, you have to be here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. So what we'll do, Dr. Gina, we'll let you, post, you know what I'm saying, on the site, you know, on the social medias and things like that, post the trivia question, and the person that wins that, you know, or answer whatever question you have, we'll go from there. We'll give them that ticket.
Sounds good. So is it one ticket or a pair of tickets?
I just wanted to make sure.
So good. Listen, we're going to go ahead, and you got to follow me right now on look for it on Dr. Gina Prince, on Dr. Gina R. Prince, and on the Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'll be posting that.
Absolutely.
And I want you to win this ticket so you can go and represent Dr. Gina's radio chat right there at the A-Train Experience at the historical Ritz. Oh, God, this is so big in Jacksonville, Florida. All right, thank you so much, A-Train. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be closing out shortly. But I love you guys. Thank you, A-Train. Until next time.
No problem. Always good seeing you, sis. All right.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Listen, Dr. Steve Green has his brand new book that's out. I want you to go and get it. Love Leads. It's the spiritual connection between your relationship and productivity. Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green. If God is love and I have not loved, how then shall I lead? This is a great read. Chris Mahouse is the publisher of this book, Dr. Steve Green. You can go ahead and Google him and go ahead and get your copy today. All right, this was an amazing show. Oh, my God, if you all knew what was going on behind the scenes. I'm so thankful for all of the faithful listeners. Listen, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you so much, and come back and visit again next week. Tell a friend, tune in, and tell everybody again. Thank you for listening. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Love you now. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.